GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hildreth Tyler Show. Some of our listeners noted, where's the question of the day? It took a second to come up with it. We were distracted by the hearings on impeachment in Washington. But while that was going on, something was going on in the, was it the House Judiciary Committee, George?
Yes, the House Judiciary Committee passed a bill, which you will talk about. It was called the, the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Impungement Act of 2019.
Hang on a second. Can we, let me stop the music. Could you say the name of the, because they name these things to try to win favor and make you think it's a good thing when it might not be a good thing. But what did they call this? The marijuana what? What was the second word?
The Marijuana Opportunity.
Opportunity.
Reinvestment and Impungement Act.
Reinvestment.
Of 2019. But once they do that and the revisers are happy, then we call it the MORE Act.
MORE. Oh.
M-O-R-E.
Well, and more. How do you like it?
Well,
this would legalize marijuana on a federal level?
Well, what it would do, it would officially remove cannabis from a list of federally controlled substances. That's the first part of it. And it's a long way from being law, by the way. It would expunge federal marijuana convictions. We want to park there sometime. And arrests. And approve allocation of resources for communities affected by the war on drugs, according to the text of the bill. Now, it was supported by 50 lawmakers, more than 50, passed 24-10 in committee.
Including those voting for it. First Congressional District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, who tweeted the hashtag MORE Act, as you mentioned, passed House Judiciary on a bipartisan 24-10 vote, exclamation point. This is a historic step forward. I thought it was supposed to be an historic, but she tweets, this is a historic step forward. 1-800-966-1039. Our question of the day asks, should Washington legalize marijuana? If you're following us on Twitter, if you're friends on Facebook, you got an eyeful of the question of the day already, and we'll get to some of your comments, and we'll look for your text messages as well. Should Washington legalize marijuana?
But there's one other thing I should add. This bill, the MORE Act, if it ever gets through, would establish a new organization. Got to do that, right? Got to have some more bureaucracy. It's called the Cannabis Justice Office, or now we're going to be calling it CJO, to introduce a 5% sales tax on cannabis sales in states where it's legal. So,
how much are they going to tax it?
5% of sales tax.
Okay, it's funny. I got a note from...
You got to put that on top of it.
Yeah, okay, exactly. I got a note from our friend Paul McCarrier yesterday about this, and that would be interesting. And I sent him a note this morning asking him that if he were up and about and not busy in Waldo County, that we could get him on the phone to talk about it. You're going to put a 5% tax on top of what they're already charging for a tax on marijuana in Maine?
It'd be a federal tax.
Okay, so state and federal tax. Again, it's going to be so much cheaper to, if you wanted it, to buy it off the guy on the street corner. Caller, hello, the George Hildreth Tyler Show. Should Washington legalize marijuana?
Oh, they're going to do it anyway, but this is just, you know, more bull, more bureaucracy, more government employees that can't get out of the union. And it's not going to accomplish anything, but they just want more money and another layer of bureaucracy to tell people what to do. I think they should just, if they want to legalize it and leave it alone.
Maybe that's why they called it the MORE Act then, because as Dean Downies points out, it's more bull. Caller, hi, GHRT. Should Washington legalize marijuana? What are you thinking?
I think they should enforce the laws that's against it. Why do they let states have it legal when they have it illegal? That doesn't make any sense in the first place. And you had a man on there two or three days ago talking about all the problems with opioids. And then he went through a progression of alcohol, marijuana, and heroin. Now, why in the world would you help to promote more drug problems by legalizing it?
The man he speaks of is Gordon Smith. He's the head of Maine's opioid response. And you can hear that rewind at WVOMFM.com.
From a legal standpoint, what this would do, it gets kind of simple, really. The MORE Act takes marijuana and removes it from the Schedule 1 list. Now, the Schedule 1 has, like, heroin, LSD, ecstasy, peyote. That they're all Schedule 1. It would take marijuana out of that and, in effect, I guess, decriminalize it up leaving it to the states. It doesn't stand a real good chance of getting through the House and almost certainly not the Senate.
Well, hang on, let's park there. Wait, just for a second, in that it passed the House Judiciary Committee 24-10. If that does that not send a signal that there is some chance that this could make it through?
Well, it's the first time a congressional committee passed a bill in favor of legalizing marijuana at the federal level, but it will need to get past the full House and then move to the Senate. Let's forget the House for a minute. It has very little chance of getting through the Senate. As a matter of fact, it has to go to the president. The president's already previously said he wouldn't sign it.
But we've seen leaders evolve in their opinions. Yes. We've seen Janet Mills evolve in her opinions. Maybe this opinion will be evolved. Text messages to us in the MTG text line, 601-207-GHRT. Caller, hang on. We're coming to you next, 601-207-4478. This person writes to us, yes, legalize the jazz cabbage. Dave in Dover writes to us, let states do what they want. I'd be more for changing the scheduling of marijuana. This person writes to us, marijuana is a gateway drug to other drugs, but as a conservative, people can do what they please with themselves as long as it doesn't hurt others. But that doesn't mean it's a good thing to do. Caller, hi, GHRT asks you the question of the day. Should Washington legalize marijuana?
Well, of course it should. I mean, it's ridiculous. And you had a caller on there before saying it was against the federal government. Has he never heard of states' rights?
We have. We've talked about it, and we want to talk about it with you on the PDQ Door telephone line at 1-800-966-1039, 1-800-966-1039.
Federal law always precludes state law if they go head-to-head. But the one thing that
except with marijuana, though.
It's illegal. They just don't enforce it. He's right. They don't enforce it. But here's one that kind of caught my attention in the MORE Act. And I don't know how people feel about it. This would expunge, like that word, it expunges any federal marijuana convictions and arrests. In other words, if you broke the law previously and you have an arrest record, you get your record cleaned.
But that's for simple possession, right? Is that for possession or sales?
It expunges the federal marijuana conviction. You could have been a dealer. You could have been a user.
I think I want to know more about that. I want to, because if you're pushing marijuana to the point,
like... Well, it uses the term arrest.
I wonder if that's just an arrest for possession. The guy that's got a nickel bag in his pocket,
generally isn't a federal charge, though. That's usually
okay.
A state charge.
There we go. Now we're going down the same road. Caller, hi, GHRT. The question of the day brought to you by Bangor Tractor and Equipment, your Coyote and Massey Ferguson Tractor headquarters at 1201 Outer Hammond Street in Bangor, across from Webb's RV. Should Washington legalize marijuana? Caller, what are you thinking?
Well, I have two things to say. Number one, marijuana is not a gateway drug. I'm 50 years old, and I first tried it when I was in high school, and I never did any other drugs. And why didn't the Democrats pass and make it legal when they had the supermajorities in the House and the Senate and the presidency?
Maybe the time is now because Washington realizes how much money it could make based on what it's seeing in Colorado, Washington, and now Maine.
Well, this bill is sponsored by Gerald Nadler, a rather large Democrat from New York, and was sponsored by 50 lawmakers, many of them Democrats. Who passed this bill 24-10 in committee. It's in committee.
This person writes to us, people against legalizing pot don't realize that cartels use pot revenue to cover the costs of shipping cocaine and marijuana. I still go back to the extra tax. And
5%.
And who's going to 5% topped on? What are we now in the state under our state rules?
I don't know what they're doing.
That's a question for Paul McCarrier.
Yeah.
I'll send him a text message as well to follow up to find out, because maybe he can't call in. Hang on a second. Hey, Paul, exclamation point. Maybe you can't call in right now, .. But can you text back an answer to a question? Question mark. How much is the state going to be taxing legalized marijuana? Question mark. See if we can get an answer to that. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Question of the day. Should Washington legalize marijuana? It's passed a committee.
No. And I have a few reasons. One, I work with a lot of families that are involved in protective custody for children. And every single case that I'm involved in where the parents are involved in opioids, they started out with marijuana. And second, there's no way to effectively measure the THC levels or intoxication for people that are driving. And we have enough intoxicated drivers on the road right now. We don't need more.
But we legalized it in Maine. And so far, the feds haven't said no.
Well, the feds, the banks have said no, because you can't bring in your big wad of ones and fives that you got from selling pot that reeks.
I guess that they're trying to make some progress on that, but I'm not sure what it is.
But wouldn't this solve that? Wouldn't this at a federal level say, okay, the bank teller working at Fred's Bank down on the corner, you're now okay to take the marijuana sales proceeds from your dealer that's been approved in your state? And how are you going to tell the difference between the dealer, the legalized dealer that's coming in to make a deposit, and the guy on the street that's coming in to make a deposit?
I don't know that they come in.
Both the stashes of cash reek. This person writes to us, it's become an issue of late due to candidates seeing pushback by voters for being against it. See, this other person texts us into the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT. They're seeking votes.
Well, in the Democratic, because that's all we're hearing, right? The president has pretty much said he's against it. On the campaign trail, they had a debate last night. I don't know if it came up or not. Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, they've already issued plans to legalize marijuana if they're elected. So has Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. They support legislation to reform how the criminal justice system deals with it. The only Joe Biden had been a little lukewarm on the issue. He's been kind of a maybe on it. So there you go. Can you get it out of politics? Heck no.
Well, not if it's going to get you a vote. Erica, one of our pen pals.
You've got mail.
Writes to us in the McLaughlin Seafood inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. Yes, they only outlawed it because they had their hands in big pharmaceutical pockets, and we saw how much good that's done. Hey, Erica, thanks for the text. Caller, hi, you're on the road, and now you're on the radio on the George Hill Rick Tyler Show answering our question of the day. Should Washington legalize marijuana? What are you thinking?
Yes, and, you know, the part of that answer, Rick, is personally, I've never used it. Didn't want other people to use it. However, the CBD oils are very helpful for a lot of patients. But if that patient is in a hospital or a nursing home, they can't use it if that home gets federal funding. So now they have to turn to pharmaceutical synthetic drugs
If memory serves correct, I believe your name is Pete. And Pete, that's a great point, and thank you for making the call, 1-800-966-1039. This person writes to us, ask the state fire marshal what happens when a pot farm burns flat.
Everybody in the neighborhood gets a secondhand hit.
Caller, hi, you get the last word. Should Washington legalize marijuana? What are you thinking?
Yes, they should. I feel that if they passed around the peace pipe, they might get along a little better.
You know, one other person had sent us a note to say, obviously, they must be using it in Washington if we're talking about it this morning. If you're online this morning, vote on the question of the day. Brought to you by Bangor Tractor and Equipment, your Coyote and Massey Ferguson Tractor headquarters at 1201 Outer Hammond Street in Bangor, across from Webb's RV. This is GHRT. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.